You're in the mix in HD2 sound with tight acoustic bass. It's the NFI giving God the praise.
I'm in production, doing a remix. Worldwide Enigma making platinum hits. New wine coming, get some of this. Stand and give God the praise.
Catch the wave on the NFI.
This is the voice of Doc McKenzie, and I would love to give honor and tribute to some of gospel's legends. We love to give them while they yet live. We love to give flowers, but due to the fact that we know not the minute, not the hour, that the Son of Man shall appear, sometimes we just have to do it in the time that God says so. Thinking right now about the late Brother J.J. Fallon, the Soul Stirrers, who recently passed, I would love to sing this song in tribute to him right now, because it always made me feel good when they stepped up to the microphone and sung a song that said, "Well, you know I'm alive. I'm like a ship that." About another one of gospel's legends. At one time he was called the Million Dollar Voice. And when I go way back in the time and think about some of the songs that this young gentleman sung, and I'm talking about none other than the Reverend Claude Jeter, he enthused a lot of people's hearts when he stepped up to the microphone and he would say these words, say, "Oh, here's another one of gospel's specialties. If I must say, was loved all over the world. And right now I'm thinking about none other than the brother Johnny Martin from the Mighty Clouds of Joy. When I think about the mighty clouds of joy, you know, it always inspires me to be able to say something about them or do something in respect to them, because they have done and they have set such a good trail for gospel, the top group of the nation. And the brother Joe Lagon, which is one of my favorite singers, always makes me feel good. When he walked up to the microphone, he inspired a lot of souls and gave them hope when he would say these words. There's a bright sun somewhere. Those of you that know the brother Lagon, y'all know that it's good to give flowers while they yet live. And I'm singing this for brother Lagon right now, because he always makes songs for different occasions. And me just thinking about the condition that the world is in, there's so many different denominations. But way back in time, a long time ago, he made a song that served that purpose when he stepped up to the microphone and he would say, "None but the righteous." Sometimes I often hear the brother Lagon sing when he would stand, "Behind every dark cloud, the sun will shine." And in a song that he would sing shortly after he said those words that stayed on my mind, it always made me feel good when he kept the microphone and said, "Oh, I came to Jesus as I was.
There was a young brother in our service
in Columbia, North Carolina, a few nights ago that had been diagnosed for heart trouble. And he wanted to testify. And when he began to testify, he told us that the legs that he was standing on were artificial. He touched my soul. When he raised his hand and began to give God the glory. Hallelujah, he touched me. When he raised his hand and began to testify, these are the words that he said. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, you God. Until one day you stop by, Lord, and laid your hands on me. I can testify now, oh Lord, and I'm so glad about it, God. Oh yeah. How many of you have been down? I've been down so low. There was no place to go.
You're a blessing God, you're doing over and over and over. blessings fall under your hand, Lord. You're blessing, Lord. And I'm thankful right now. I'm thankful that you didn't let me go astray, Lord. I'm thankful because you showed me the light, Lord. I'm glad because you held on the line here, Lord.
Well, you got it. You're the man.
Make it all right. contemporary songs they make. I love old school gospel.
I need a hand clapping, foot stomping.
I need a church.
Church, so I can praise his name. Hand clapping, foot stomping. Church, so I can praise his name. I've got to get to the altar to leave my burdens there.
Good morning, I am your radio host Sister Love, on a beautiful day, it's 24 minutes after 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. From the studio, of the NFI Radio Gospel Network. Raleigh, North Carolina, did you know God want to bless you today, with everything you desire, believe in Him, trust Him, and have the faith to walk with Him in this day and time. Keep your eyes on Jesus, alright, now let's get back with more gospel music.
Every tear never change. You still love me, kind of me. You still chose me. How can it be? Every sun, every song you see, oh, you see it all. You still love me, oh, inside of me. Someone at heart, I'm quick to put up a gun. I do it all by myself, I won't ask for help. And sometimes I'm not as smart and be insecure.
Choice.
Oh, you have a choice.
You have a choice.
So in daily,
daily.
You still choose me.
Daily.
Pay your time.
Daily.
Oh, you have a choice.
You have a choice. looking back over my past, thinking about my future, wondering how long it's gonna last. All about all of my friends and loved ones that are gone on before me. All about a one day we'll meet again, big anniversary somewhere in the sky, where everybody gonna be happy, preaching and praying, shouting all around. Dr. Martin Luther King, he had a dream. Sierra Princeton, and Mahalia Jackson, telling us to roll that a bar. Go and get your guitar. We're gonna have a great time with Big John Harvey from the Ohio Jubilee. He said it's hard to stumble when you're down on your knees. That was Willie Johnson.
Reverend J. Cleveland, Dylan Robert Blair, go get J.C. And then Ed Smith said, we gonna build a wet job all across the nation. Where everybody can get together and praise the Lord. There was hard exception. There was big things. Get Paul Peter
in the sky.
Tell everybody we gonna have a good time, singing and praying, preaching all around. There were so many other names.
Let all creation broken, and I agree. My breakthrough is here. Let's get that. Let's get that. All over the world, we want to sing this over you. Let me hear you say, say. Believe it, just sing it out. Is he?
breakthrough is here.
You got the hottest DJ in the game coming through your speakers. Turn it up, baby.
Anybody like that? Anybody ever been that way? A lot of my friends, thought that was so funny. But I'm so glad today that I can stand right here and say, can I get a witness in here that belongs? Anybody in this building know he's been good? Anybody in this building know he's been good? Anybody in this building know he's been good? I know he's been good to me, y'all. Now, those of you that come from a poor family, and you know God brought you, I just want you to lift your voice and just scream one time. Come from a poor family, we didn't have much, but the Lord been good to me. Come from a poor family, we didn't have much, but the Lord been good to me. Come from a poor family, sure didn't have much, but the Lord been good to me. Oh, I didn't have no money. A lot of my friends thought that was funny. Oh, but I'm so glad today that I can stand right here and say that the Lord been good to me. I don't know about y'all, but we were raised in a shack, y'all. Sometimes told was then that we put on our back. Mama and daddy, they done the best they could. They always told me, son, always be good. Out of all the things that I've done in life, I know that the Lord's been good to me. Oh, he's been good.
You've been good.
Oh, Lord.
You've been good to me.
How many know he's been good?
Been good.
Oh, I thank you, Lord. He brought me a mighty long way. He brought me a mighty long way. Let me ask y'all something. Did he bring you? Did he bring you? Did he bring you? Over the mountain. Over the mountain. Over the mountain. Down through the valley. Ain't God good? He brought me from a mighty long way. Anybody know he's good? Anybody know he's good? Anybody know he's good? I just want to ask y'all a couple of questions. Anybody know about the rock? Rock in the weary land. Anybody know about rock in the weary land? Anybody know about the rain? Name a few things that he done for me. First of all, how many poor folks that come from a poor family out there? Those of you that know God brought you, let me hear you say yes. I'm gonna name a few things that he done for me, just a few. And if he did the same thing for you, I just want you to scream, yeah, as loud as you can. Can I tell you what he done for me? Let me tell you.
out of all the things. Ooh, I know that the Lord's been good to me. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
From old school to new school. You're rocking with the DJ that keeps the hits coming.
You are catching the wave here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network. It's 12 o'clock noon Eastern Standard Time. I am radio host Sister Love. I hope you are enjoying the music. Our website is nfiradio.com or on Facebook at NFI Radio Gospel Network, or call in to listen by phone at 347-215-8049.
Hallelujah, anyhow, wherever they are green. good. Oh, glory to God.
Shields have been hard on me. I've been dealing with sickness in my family. My mama been real sick, and sometimes we cry. But he brought us this far, so hallelujah anyhow.
Yes.
Come on, let's sing it. Sing it on the mountain.
Can't take another hit, you're running out of breath.
Radio host Sister Love, it's 15 minutes after 12 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. From the studio of the NFI Radio Gospel Network, Raleigh, North Carolina, be sure to join our NFI television gospel broadcast every Sunday at 5 p.m. till 6 p.m. on the new Spectrum TV Channel 24 and catch the wave. For the top 10 video countdown of the month, all right, now let's get back with more gospel music.
We're not magicians. We just put magic into our music.
I believe I will get there if I trust the path. I can't see him, but he's there. I'll just follow as he leads the way, because I know that
God will make a way.
Anybody believe that? I know that
God will.
And I know that
God will make a way.
I really believe
He will make a way.
Come on.
He'll make a way.
Through mountains high and valleys low, through the worst of it, you're always by my side. I like this part. Cause even if you have to open the sea, I know I'll make it because you are my guide. That's why we say that
God will make a way.
Look at somebody and just declare it. Say,
God will make a way.
Try to bend on the
way.
I'm just testifying. He will.
In a world of choices, so many voices. Seems so hard for me to journey on. But when I look back over my life, I can clearly see that you
you welcome to 30 Minutes Power of Prayer Request Hotlines here Monday through Thursdays at 12:30 p.m. to 1 p.m. You can call in right now at 347-215-8049. Hebrews 11:1, and it reads, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen." Join us as we touch and agree by faith, believing for your miraculous deliverance and healing. As we join together in unity, touching and agreeing in the name of Jesus Christ, come and join right now, live, 30 Minutes Power of Prayer. Let's go live. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, and welcome to 30 Minutes Power of Prayer. Today, we are so honored and so grateful to have this awesome woman of God to come forth in prayer. And today, she's going to be praying for those of you that have a stronghold tied to you, and it goes all the way back to your generation, your family lineage of your generation, and it just seems like it's just been very difficult, been very hard for you to break that. And so today she's going to be praying for some of those strongholds been holding you back to receive that what God has for you. And she's an awesome woman of God, and we are so honored to have her, Dr. Pat Holliday. Dr. Pat Holliday is going to be leading us in prayer on this wonderful day as we give God the praise, give him the glory and the honor. And we want you all to know that we appreciate every word that you share to let others know to tune in to the Power of Prayer right here Mondays through Thursdays from 12:30 p.m. to 1 p.m. right here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network. And those of you, as you prepare today, I want you to focus and place your mind upon those right now or in a situation or circumstances that they don't have a place to live. They don't have a shelter. They don't have food. They're making it one day to the next day. And many of those individuals are going around looking for food in trash cans. If you never experienced people looking for food in the trash can, it is a very sad and is a very serious situation where they're trying to make it day by day. And if you know someone that's gone through this and God has brought them out, well, he can bring them out too. So you never know who you may run into that you can be a blessing to them, because there are many things that people are going through today, and you may be one of them that run across that individual that can help change their mind, change their life, and change their heart to accept Jesus Christ as their personal Savior. And we all know that we need the Lord, not just one day. We need him every day as we live in this society. We want to thank all of you so much that has been listening to the Power of Prayer right here this year. As we come against those spirits on today, maybe there's somebody that you know in your family. Maybe there's somebody you know as a friend that you've been praying for and been believing God for that deliverance. And how many know today could be their day, that breakthrough that you've been praying for, that breakthrough that you've been believing God to do that in their life, it can be just for you. So now, let's join the awesome woman of God, Dr. Pat Holliday.
And so now I'm going to lead you into a mass deliverance, and I want you to have your hankies there, and you're going to get deliverance. I want you to say, Lord Jesus, I'm sorry that I have been rebellious and I have yielded my mind to strange people. I have given them my okay to come in and control my entire life because you have given me my mind for me to live a better life and you have given me my mind for me to obey you. And I'm sorry, Lord, that I have been rebellious. I repent and I reject all mind control, all pornography, all computer sex. I come against every devil that has come and taken control over my body. All sexual conditioning is banned. Every Asmodeus devil, every incubus, every succubus, every sexual power that I have given over for control to the devils, every perversion, every seduction of my sexual identity. I am a man or I am a woman. And God, I take authority over that strange spirit that has control over me, telling me that I was born a man in a woman's body or vice versa. I command all of these spirits to be bound, and you have no authority over my mind, over my body. I disconnect you from my sexual identity. And Father, I break the powers going back 10 generations, all the way back even to Adam and Eve, over my sexual life. All of the perversions, all of the alcohol, all of the drugs, every stimuli that I have placed in my mind and in my brain that I must have, I break those powers right now in the name of Jesus. I disconnect myself from all electronic control grids. I command all mind control to be disconnected from me. I break every loop, every yoke. I come against every ley line. Every devil that has connections over my religious part of my mind, over my faith part, I break the antichrist spirit, the rebellious spirit, the atheistic spirit. I come against every devil of lust. I come against everything that I have given myself over to, and I break every part of it. I repent for every sexual act that I have ever done outside of marriage. I break all of the ley lines from all of those links coming into my mind and linked to my mind. And I break those links, those soul ties. And in the name of Jesus, all of the soul ties to every single person's family and their families that I've been linked to. And Father God, the legions of devils that have access to me at nighttime in my dreams, I break all of the powers of devils coming to feed me at nighttime, potions to control my body. I break the curses over my sexual organs in the name of Jesus. I come against every devil right now in Jesus' name that control my fantasies, that control my sexual motivations, but organisms. In Jesus' name, I give you praise, Lord. I give you my organisms. I give you control over my life. I ask you to bring me my husband or my mate. I thank you, Jesus, that you are totally going to forgive me because everything named, everything not named, I repent. Matthew 4:17 says, from that time Jesus began to preach and say, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Luke 13:3 says, I tell you nay, But except ye repent, ye shall not likewise perish, or ye shall all perish. 1 Corinthians 6, 9-11, know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be ye not deceived, neither fornicators, nor adulterers, idolaters, effeminate, nor abusers of themselves with mankind, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revelers, nor extortioners, nor will inherit the kingdom of God. And we include Galatians 5 with all of that. And Father God, in the name of Jesus, if someone remains unwilling to repent of perverse sexual practices, you fall back position in spiritual warfare for their soul. That is greater need than one makes possible, or the healing deliverance that they might need. If your prayer for them is to ask God to send warring angels to fight for their souls. So, Father, we send warring angels for everyone right now that's making decisions to repent, to come away from this loose life, this life full of lust and pornography. The ones that are repenting all over the world right now, God, we wash their minds with the blood of Jesus. We ask you, God, that you wash and that you will heal their minds, that you will heal them from the impressions of all of those images in their minds. And you said that we could have the mind of Christ, and we just lift their minds up, and we ask you, the Lord Jesus Christ, to put your mind inside of each of us and just cleanse our minds and our bodies with your holy blood. And you said in Psalms 9:11, for he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all of thy ways. Jesus, you're above all angels, according to Hebrews 13:14. But which of the angels say he at any time to sit at my right hand until I make thy enemies thy footstools? Are they not all ministering spirits sent forth to minister to those who are heirs of salvation? Father God, we unhook ourselves right now from the God of this world, because, Lord Jesus, you are the God of the universe. And we give you to ourselves and ourselves to you as our God this day, to remove all of the chains that bind us, all of the fetters, to confuse every devil that has our name in their memory banks. And Father God, erase our names out of the center of the covens that are making blood sacrifices for our souls. We command every witch and every wizard that has our names on their tongues to release curses, hexes, and spells. Blood sacrifices, we return them to them instantly, sevenfold, in Jesus' name. We give you praise and glory, God, that what they're doing, they must cease and desist. Every devil in them can no longer obey of their master, the Satan. We bind you, the Bible says, to bind the strong man, and then we can rob your home. We rob you of all of the technology that you've used over us. We break all of the objects that you have attached to our bodies in the name of Jesus, and we command them to be smashed with the fire of the Holy Ghost, burnt and destroyed. And the wall of fire built around us for our divine protection. We thank you, Father, that in our weakness you said that you are made perfectly strong. We give you all of our weaknesses and we say be strong. And we love and worship and praise you and adore you. And we give you power over our sexual lives and over our lives. And we call forth the warring angels to link around to each and every one of us. And Lord, we ask that you flow your blood into our minds and that you give us strength over our wills. And we take our wills back from you, Satan. You no longer own them. We take them back. They belong to us. And we will make our choices in everything. And Father God, we're standing boldly before the throne of grace, according to Hebrews 4:16. And we're pleading the blood of Jesus for our souls. And we're pleading the blood of Jesus over those souls that are listening that have not made a decision yet. And Father God, we're calling forth the blessings of Abraham over every soul that has made a choice. And that means that all of the stealing of everything that the devil has stolen from us, including my house, I command that you have to pay it back sevenfold in Jesus' name. And everything that you have stolen, the Bible says, the silver and gold is mine, saith the Lord. And Father God, in the name of Jesus, I command those devils to go down into the sea and take that money out of that spiritual bank account that they have and send it back a thousandfold to me and to others, that he has stole their jobs, he has stole their finances, he has stole their houses. I have given away 3 houses and 4 cars. And Father God, I have a bank account. And I ask that you bring forth out of that bank account every need that we have. And Father God, we discovered today, or yesterday actually, that someone, 2 men, have stolen the entire complex that we live in through the association. And they've made the association a cell corporation, drained the money from it, and Father God, they have made it so that our houses are worth half of what they're worth because they're trying to steal the land. And Father, you know these people. And I call forth the judgments from the throne of God in the courts of heaven against these people tonight. And I ask you, God, that you judge them publicly on this side, that everybody in Jacksonville knows what they've done. Because it's not only to me, but there's a lot of old people over there that they knew that they could do it to. And as I've looked into their background, God, they have authority and power over dozens of complexes just like mine all over this area. And I know they're doing it over there. And Satan, you can no longer cover it. I say, come uncovered all over the area where they have power and control. And I bind every protective devil, and you have no power to protect them anymore from this day forward. And Father God, we give you the praise and the glory.
He told me, he said, D, I got a song. Would you mind if I sang it? I told Tyrone, if God gave it to you, not man, but if God gave it to you, then you sang your song. And Tyrone, if you don't mind the night,
y'all give him a hand. One day, we all was lost, but Jesus died upon the cross. I know it was the blood, but little old me, do I got any Bible readers in the house tonight? Let me tell you what else they did. They crucified my Lord. They crucify my Lord. They crucify my Lord. For me, Granny used to grab me by my shoulder and say, "Boy, oh my, one day something like this. And blood came streaming down. Good God Almighty. And then they nailed him in his feet. I can hear Mary saying, "That's my boy. He ain't done no wrong." They tell me when Jesus died, he looked up to his father. And he said, "Father, forgive them for they not knowing for what they are doing." He said, "Father, forgive them for not knowing what they're doing." And they said, "Jesus laid his head in the lock of his shoulder." And he looked up to Jesus. He said, "I give up the ghost to you. Father, I give it to you. Father, my time is done. I came down here all the way to North Carolina just to let you know. Just to let you know." He shed his blood.
He shed his blood.
I'm so glad that Jesus shed his blood.
He shed his blood.
Granny used to tell me,
"For me."
boy, when it come down to Jesus' business. She say, boy, I don't never want to catch you playing with God's business. So I stop by to let you know, if you ain't got your house in order, it's time to get your house in order. Because Jesus prepared the way over 2,000 years ago. Good God Almighty, tell somebody. Could you do me one favor? Grab the neighbor by the hand real fast. And say, neighbor. Say, neighbor. I'm so glad Jesus died for me. That's the reason why I don't look like what I've been through. Tell him this hand you're holding right here. Been lied on, say this hand right here, it's been talked about, tell him it's been misunderstood, tell him it's been misunderstood, but tell him by God's grace and mercy, by God's grace and mercy, by God's grace and mercy, I'm still yet alive right now. Living, he loved me. And dying, he saved me. Over 2,000 years ago, he buried my sins far away. Anybody glad he buried your sins far away? I wish Granny was here tonight. She said, if it had not been for the Lord on your side. We just sing it one more time. He shed his blood now.
He shed his blood.
He took a little filthy boy like me and dusted me off. He took a little rusty boy like me. He took a little hate out of me and put a little love in me. He took a little danger out of me. Put a little peace in my mind. Put a little peace in my mind. Yes, he did. God bless you.
Music. And you caught it first on the wave. Catch the wave.
You're tuned into the Stellar Award-winning Internet Radio Station.
You're at the right place at the right time.
The NFI coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina.
Yo.
Hold up! Wait just a minute.
It's Rockin' on your radio.
Yo. Keep it locked right here.
Showcase fellowship inspired.
Showcase fellowship inspired.
You don't know what I've been through. Let me share my story with you. All the things that he brought me through. My stormy days and my rainy days. You don't know all the tears I've cried. The things I've kept bottled up inside, trying my best to be strong, waiting on God and holding on. situation did change. And you did it again.
the winds and the waves. Let's go. Shall obey your will. And all you've got to say,
glory to God. I am radio host Sister Love. We are right at the top of the hour of 2 p.m. Up next, it's evangelist Janet Wooden with Turn on the Light radio broadcast. We will be back at the bottom of the hour. Now, here is evangelist Janet Wooden. Welcome back.
Amen, amen. To God be all the glory. We greet you in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, from whom all blessings flow. This is the Turn on the Light broadcast, where we are illuminating the world with the glorious light of the gospel of Jesus Christ. We are reminded in Matthew 5, chapter starting at verse 14, that Jesus said that we are the light of the world, a city that is set on a hill that cannot be hid. Then he said, neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. But most importantly for us today, he tells us to let our light so shine before men that men may see our good works and glorify our Father which is in heaven. Once again, this is the Turn on the Light broadcast. This is Apostle Janet Wooten. We just greet you, the love of Christ today. We're just excited about being back with you on another Monday afternoon. Glory to God. The voice is a little hoarse because we are battling the cold, but nevertheless, we dare not miss this opportunity to break the bread of life with you on today. Glory to God. We want to give honor to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, of course, and also give honor to the NFI radio staff and to Reverend Kearney and Apostle Barbara Watkins for letting us know about this glorious opportunity to bring the word of God and carry out the great commission by way of radio into your homes. And we want to thank each and every one of you for taking time out of your busy schedule to tune in to the NFI radio, number one, and also to tune in to the broadcast on this Monday afternoon. We will not be before you very long, glory to God, but we want to be here long enough to give you, thus says the Lord. There is one thing that we have noticed that people are asking for, that in this chaotic world that we're living in today, there is one thing that people are looking for, and there's one thing that people are asking for. I get so many prayer requests from people asking for this one thing. But it is, unfortunately, it is something that cannot be found in the world, or it cannot be found out of that significant other. And this one thing is something that all believers already have. But yet and still, because of all the chaos and commotion that goes on all around us, that goes on in our life, that we come and we make our prayer requests known. We come asking for this one thing. And this one thing that we're talking about today is peace. P-E-A-C-E, peace. And we're going to talk from a topic today, a peace of mind. When we look at the definition of the word peace, peace means to have a freedom from disturbance. It's talking about tranquility. It is a state or period in which there is no war or a war has ended. Glory to God. But as we said before, every believer, once you come into the body of Christ, glory to God, and you surrender your life unto the Lord, peace is something that every believer already has. How do I know this? Because we'll be taking our text out of John chapter 14, and we'll be lifting verse number 27. Because the word of the Lord lets us know that after Jesus was preparing his disciples for his departure, that after he got through telling them everything that would take place, that he told them in verse 27, he said, "Peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, but give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, and neither let it be afraid." So he was letting them know that after I leave you, I don't want you operating in fear. I don't want you to be troubled because I am leaving you. But he said, but let not your heart be troubled. Don't be troubled over what I'm telling you right now. Even down to when we look in 2 Thessalonians 3:16, the word of the Lord said that now the Lord of peace himself give you peace always by all means. The Lord be with you all. So this lets us know that he gives us a peace because he is our peace and he is going to be with us always. Glory to God. And so even down to as we continue on looking at this word, when we begin to search the scriptures, glory to God, the scriptures, Romans 5:1, goes on to tell us, because we, as believers, we need to know and understand and grab a hold of what it is that Jesus gave unto us. And I know you're saying, when did he give us this peace, glory to God? Well, if you look at Isaiah 53, glory to God, as I say that the four Gospels, they tell you about the court and everything that they did to Jesus, about the death, the burial, and the resurrection. But if you look in Isaiah 53:1 tells you exactly what it was that Jesus was accomplishing when he went to the cross. Isaiah 53:1 lets us know that he was despised and rejected of men and a man of sorrows, and he was acquainted with grief, and glory be to God, and he bore our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But it goes on to say in verse 5, but he was wounded for our transgressions, he was bruised for our iniquities, the chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. In order for us to live in peace and have peace in such a chaotic world, and when it seems like everything is turned upside down, when it seems like it's going on in our personal lives, and it seems like everything is going on the inside of us, and it seems like we got trouble on the job and trouble in the home, glory to God, but he gives us a peace. And even down to Philippians 4 says that the Lord can give us a peace that passeth all understanding. What does that mean, preacher? That means that when it seems like you should be throwing in the towel, when you should be crying your eyes out, when it seems like they need to be putting you away somewhere, that God can give you a peace in the midst of your storm. Even down to when we look at the story about when Jesus was on the boat with the disciples and he was in the bottom of the boat and he was asleep and a storm came up, glory to God. And the word of the Lord said that the boat got to rocking and reeling and the boat was filling with water. And the disciples got afraid and they went down and they woke up Jesus and said, "Carest not that we perish." But Jesus stepped out on the boat and he spoke to the wind and the waves. He said, "Peace. Be still." And the God that we serve, he's well able. He will help you to do one or two things. When it comes down to the storms of life, when it comes down to it seems like your back is up against the wall, when it comes down it seems like that you're under great attack, he'll either help you to do like Peter did when he was walking on the water to the disciples. The word of the Lord said that they cried out in fear, but Jesus told them, "Hold your peace," that "it is I." But Peter went on to say, "Lord, if it's you, bid me to come to thee." And he told Peter to come. And he allowed Peter to begin to walk on the waves and walk on the water to Jesus. But then he began to look at the wind and the waves and how the sea was so rocky and mysterious. And he began to seek. When when he took his eyes off the Lord. But when you in the mix of your storm, when you in the mix of your situation and circumstance, if you would just keep your eye on the Lord, he will give you a peace that will help you to walk over the winds and the waves and the rocks and everything that's going on in your life. Or either he'll give you, he's giving you delegated authority. Glory be to God that you'll be able to do what he did in the story that he stepped out on the boat. And he spoke to the wind and the waves, and he said, peace, be still. We're talking about having a peace of mind on today. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Even down to when we look at Romans 5:1, the word of the Lord lets us know that it says, therefore, being justified by, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. And then it goes on to say Romans 8:6, and for to be carnally minded is death. But to be spiritual minded is life and peace. Glory to God. And here now we're going to know what peace he gave unto us and how he gave it to us. Romans 14:17 lets us know, for the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. He went on to tell the disciples in John 14:15-16 that he was going to leave them a comforter which is called the Holy Ghost. And he was going to teach them all things and bring all things back to their remembrance. And he was the one that was going to convict the world of sin. And he was going to be the comforter. Glory be to God. And that is our peace on today, that we've got the Holy Spirit living on the inside of us, that when we find ourselves in a situation or circumstance, glory be to God. And as we look at the world today and you look at the news and you read the newspaper, and sometimes all you got to do is step out your front door, the phone rings, it seems like there is no peace to be heard. There is no good news to be heard. But we serve a God that can give you a peace that passes all understanding in the midst of everything that is going on. He is a mind regulator. He's a heart fixer. Glory be to God. He is able to keep your mind. If you keep your mind stayed on him, that's what he says in Isaiah 26:3, that he will keep you in perfect peace. If you keep your mind stayed on him, you got to keep your focus on the Lord. Even down to when I look at the word of God in Joshua, glory be to God, when he told Joshua, Moses, my servant, is dead. He let Joshua know that he was going to use him to carry the children of Israel into the promised land. And Joshua already witnessed everything that Moses had went through, trying to take the children of Israel out of Egypt and bring them through the wilderness, how they murmured and complained. But the Lord told Joshua this important factor. Glory be to God. He told him in Joshua 1:7-8, he told him, first to be thou strong and courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law which Moses, my servant, commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand or the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest. Then it went on to say, this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, then thou shalt have good success. In other words, in order for you to maintain your peace and to have peace, glory to God, you got to meditate on the word of God day and night. You got to keep a scripture in your heart. You got to keep a song on your lips. You got to get a praise on your lips, glory to God. And you got to worship the Father, glory to God. When you wake up in the morning and as you go throughout the day and before you lay down at night, glory to God. And you got to stay in the word of God and stay in the face of God and stay at the feet of God, glory to God. Hallelujah, to maintain your peace. He is Jehovah Shalom. He is your peace. Ha-ko-yara-ba-shande. So that's how you can maintain your peace. And even down to when we look in Romans 16:20. Oh, God, we're so, the reason why some of us lose our peace, because we're so ready to get people back for the things that they have done to us. We come to let you know that Romans 16:20 tells us, and the God of peace shall bruise Satan under your feet shortly. The grace of our Lord Christ be with you. Amen. Glory be to God. And even down to when you find yourself in confusion, there's one thing that we need to know, glory to God. And in 1 Corinthians 14, glory to God, that the Bible tells us that God is not the author of confusion, but of peace, as in all churches of the saints. And so this lets us know that we find ourselves in a whole bunch of confusion, that we need to look around us. As we told you last week, glory be to God, a couple of weeks ago, you need to take a look around you and see who is around you that's disturbing your peace, that's trying to rob you of your joy. Because the joy of the Lord is your strength. Glory be to God, and God is your peace. And if there's somebody always bringing you bad news, if there's somebody always bringing you a bunch of gossip, if they're not talking about something that's going to push you closer to the Lord, if they're not talking about something that's going to glorify God, if they're not talking about something that's going to bring deliverance in your life, then you need to cut that conversation off. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So God will keep you in perfect peace. But you got to ask yourself, what's going on around me, and who are the people that I'm talking to that's keeping me disturbed of my peace? Glory be to God, because God has already given us a peace. He said, a peace I give unto you. Not as the world give unto you, because in this world, he lets us know in John 16 and 33, that in this world that we live in, glory be to God, it's going to be tribulation. But he said, be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. He said, in me, you're going to have peace. But you're not going to find any peace out there in this world. If you don't know the Lord and the pardon of your sin, and you keep looking for peace in a relationship, and you keep, and it ends up the same way, you keep looking for peace in your job, and you might have a lucrative job where you can buy whatever you want to buy and have whatever you want to have, but still there's a void in your life, and still it seems like you can't find any peace. You're not going to find any peace out there in anything except for in the Lord. So that's why the Lord lets us know that if you keep your mind stayed on him, that's where you're going to find peace. Glory be to God on today. We're talking about having a peace of mind. Glory to God. And even down to when we look in Galatians 5 and 22, this lets us know that God has already given us his peace. Galatians 5 and 22, we love to have these services where we talk about the fruit of the Spirit. But glory be to God, these are fruits that we should be bearing in our spirit. Glory be to God. These are fruits that should be manifesting in our everyday life. Galatians 5 and 22 tells us, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, and faith. And this lets us know that peace is part of the fruit of the Spirit that should be on the inside of us already. Glory to God. But yet we are forever asking God for something he already gave us. Why is that? Glory be to God. And so he gave me these questions to ask you. Could it be that we can't control our flesh enough to believe God's word, that he's already given us peace? In other words, what we're talking about when we talk about the flesh, we're talking about our emotions. Sometimes we allow our emotions to control us so much so to the point that we give our peace away. Glory to God. And or when we talk about the emotion, it is we're talking about when we allow people to push our buttons and get on our last nerves, as we can say sometimes. And when we let people pull us out of the position and place of peace that God has already put us in, because they say something or they may do something that we don't like. Glory to God. And we keep wanting to give people a peace, a P-I-E-C-E, of our mind. And when you're talking about that particular piece, we're talking about we give people a portion of an object or of a material produced by cutting, tearing, or breaking the whole. You keep giving people a piece of your mind. You got a piece of your mind over here, you don't told somebody off. You got a piece of your mind over there, you don't told somebody off. You got a piece of your mind over there, you don't told somebody off over there. You don't told somebody else off behind you. You instead of giving your P-E-A-C-E away because you're giving people a P-I-E-C-E of your mind. Glory be to God. Instead of just being quiet and being still and let the Lord fight your battles and hold your peace. That was one thing that Jesus would tell them, hold your peace. Glory be to God. You got to hold on to your peace and stop letting people rattle your cage. Glory be to God. Stop letting the enemy, because your enemy is not the flesh and blood that's before you. That's what Paul told us in Ephesians chapter 6. Glory be to God. But your enemy is the adversary, Satan. Satan is all of our adversary. He's all our enemy. He is the accuser, brethren. He is a liar and the father of lies. And he's a great big bully. He's always bullying the saints. And he always picking at the saints. And he's always bullying us with our past and bullying us through people. Glory be to God. But we keep right on wanting to tell people off and give people a piece of our mind. Glory be to God. But why is that? Why do we keep doing that? Glory to God. Could it be? Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But let me back up for a minute and go back to one thing. Hallelujah. Isaiah 53, 1 and 7, as it talks about Jesus, it talks about how when they were persecuting Jesus, how he stood as a sheep dumb before his shearers, and he never said a mumbling word. He did not answer his critics. He did not answer the people that kept coming up against him. Glory be to God. And wonder why Jesus did not answer them, why he didn't say a mumbling word to them. The reason is because he knew who he was. The second thing was he knew he was on an assignment. Glory be to God. The third thing was he knew it wasn't about him, but it was about his Father and the advancement of the kingdom of God. Even now to John chapter 8, verses 28 through 29 tells us that Jesus said unto them, when ye have lifted up the Son of Man, then shall ye know that I am he, and that I do nothing of myself. But as my Father hath taught me, I speak these things. And he that sent me is with me. The Father hath not left me alone, for I do always those things that please him. In other words, everything that Jesus did point back to the Father. He knew it wasn't about him. It was about his Father. It was about the advancement of the kingdom of God in the earth. He simply, and the next thing why, he simply didn't have time for foolishness, and we don't have time either. The question today is, could it be that the reason we get hung up on people talking about us and what they think about us, and we're saying people being jealous of us, could it be because we still think it is all about us? Could it be we have not allowed this flesh to die? Because in order for us to fulfill our spiritual calling to walk this journey, glory be to God, that flesh has to be crucified. Yes, Jesus was on the cross and his flesh was crucified, but we have a cross that we have to bear as well. Our flesh got to die as well so that we can walk in the spirit and not fulfill the lusts of the flesh. The flesh will keep you bothered. The flesh wants what it wants. Glory be to God. The flesh always wants to be satisfied and gratified. The flesh is always looking for vengeance. But the Lord said, vengeance is mine. I will repay. Glory be to God. But you just hold your peace and let the Lord fight your battle, and victory shall be yours. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. We're talking about a peace of mind on today. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Even now to Paul said in his word, Paul said that he keep himself under subjection unless he preach to others and himself be a castaway. In other words, Paul said, I'm going to get out here and I'm going to witness to people and tell people about the goodness of the Lord and tell people about how good God is. And then I'm going to turn around. They're going to end up in heaven and I'm going to end up in a burning hell because I could not control my flesh. Ha. Huh. We're talking about a peace of mind today. In other words, in order to hold on to your peace, you got to know how to bring that flesh under subjection. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, we're talking about having a peace of mind on today. Glory be to God. And even down to, we got to keep an eye on our time. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And even down to when we look at the word of God. And hallelujah. Jesus well already told us, he told the disciples, that the word of the Lord tells us what to expect on this journey. He tells us what is going to take place. Even down to Matthew 10 and 22, he said, you shall be hated of all men for my name's sake, but he that endureth to the end shall be saved. Matthew 24 and 9, glory be to God. He says the same thing all over again. Then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted and shall kill you, and you shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. Twice he let you know it wasn't because of you. It's not because of what you drive, where you live, what you wear, your bank account, where you work. It's all because for his name's sake. Glory be to God. It's all about Jesus. Glory be to God. And Paul told his beloved son Timothy in 2 Timothy, glory be to God, 3 and 12. He said, yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. So everything that you're going through today, it's not about you. It's all about Jesus, glory be to God, and the advancement of the kingdom of God. So in order for you to hold on to your peace, and to maintain your peace that God has given unto you. Proverbs 1:3, 1 and 2 tells us to forget not the law of God, but to let thine heart keep his commandments, for length of days and long life and peace shall they add to thee. And to trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge him and he will direct your path. And simply it means that we need to obey God and his word and be led by his spirit. Psalms 119:165 says, great peace have they which love thy law, and nothing shall offend them. When that flesh gets crucified, you won't be always walking around offended by what somebody say or what somebody do or what somebody think, because you don't put that flesh in the place where it belongs. You don't brought it under the auspicion of the Holy Spirit of God. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. You don't brought that flesh under subjection. That's what you have to do. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But we're talking about having a peace of mind on today. And we pray that this word was a blessing to you all, because we keep asking God for something that God has already given us. When Jesus went to the cross, not only did he go to the cross for our salvation, healing, and deliverance, but he gave us precious gifts. He gave so many things to us. He opened so many doors to us. So many things. And we have to grab a hold of what God had accomplished through his son Jesus Christ on the cross. It's just like to help you grab this concept. And then we're going to close out in prayer. It's like somebody gives you a car. They give you the keys. They give you the title. They give you everything concerning the car. The title is in your name. The insurance is in your name. Everything is in your name. It's your car. But you still go back and ask them, can I drive the car today? Can I use the car on Sunday? Excuse me. Can I go wash my car? Can I sit in my car? Can I look at my car? It's your car. They already gave it to you. They gave you all the rights to come with it. But yet and still, you keep acting like it's their car. And that's how we do it with the things that God has given us. God has gave us peace. And I'm not saying it like it's easy. Yes, you're going to have your moment, but let it only be a moment. But hold on to your peace. Only the enemy using somebody to try to push your buttons. But if you've been in the Word of, saying the Word of God, and you've been in church going on now past 2, 3 years, 5 years, 10 years, 15, 20 years, there are some things you need to be mature in by now. Glory be to God, because the devil don't come with no new tricks. He uses the same old thing every time. He just dresses it up. He may disguise it, but it's the same old thing. It's nothing new. So there are some things you need to be mature in by now. The devil should not keep being able to make you mad about your past. Because guess what? We all started from somewhere. We all came from somewhere. God brought us all from somewhere. But your past is not your present, and it is not your destiny. Because Jesus said, because the Lord God said in Jeremiah 29:11, I know the thought that I think towards you, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to bring you to an expected end. So ask yourself, why am I going to let this rob me of my peace? The same God that healed my body when I was sick yesterday, back in the days, the same God today and forever. If he did it before, he'll do it again. The same God that delivered me yesterday is the same God today and forever. The same God that provided for me and took care of me and my children and took care of us when we were going through and when the enemy was raging and when I had that court case or when I had that battle or when I had problem in my marriage and when I had trouble on every side, that delivered me yesterday is the same God today and forever. You just got to hold on to a peace of mind. Father, we thank you, we praise you, and we lift your name up on high. We glorify and magnify your name, for your name is great and greatly to be praised. Father, we ask you in Jesus' name, Lord, to help us, Lord, to grab on to the things that you have given unto us. Father, you have made it known today that you have already given us peace. You've given us your peace, God. Help us to hold on to that peace. Help us to walk and live in that peace, God. In the name of Jesus, you're letting us know that we can trust you, that we can have confidence in you, that you got us right in the palm of your hand. And your word tells us in John chapter 10, we cannot be plucked out, that you have wrapped your loving arms around us, God, and we're right in the bosom of you, God, in the name of Jesus, that we are the apple of your eye, that we are your sheep of your pasture. We are your creation. We are your handiwork. And Father God, that we just hold our peace, God, that you will fight our battle and victory shall be ours. And that, Father, we should not get upset and feel confused and, God, and get pulled away from our peace because of what's going on around us. But we will keep our mind staying on thee, and you will keep us in perfect peace. Father, we thank you today as we pray for that man, that woman, that boy, that girl, that child that don't know you in the pardoning of their sins, that, Lord, that they will make you their choice on today, that they will fall down on their knees and ask you to sit on the throne of their heart, that they will make you first and foremost in their life, and they will follow you so that they can experience this peace, that they can experience this joy. Glory be to God. And those of us that strayed away in our hearts, and those of us that got pulled away and caught up in the situation and circumstance, in the storms of life that you let us know that are going to come, that are going to be raging at times, that, but you gave us a peace, God. Help us to return back to that peace by returning back to you. God, we thank you and we praise you and we lift your name up on high and we love you today, Father. Oh, God, and we thank you right now, God. Thank you for giving us peace. And we repent, God, for every time that we gave people a piece of our mind, God. Every time that we allow our flesh to control us and to rule us, God. But, Lord, we will walk in the Spirit, but we will not fulfill the lusts of the flesh. It is your name we pray and we believe. Amen. This has been another Turn on the Light broadcast with your host, Apostle Janet Wooten. God, to bless you is our prayer.
I pray that you have enjoyed the word from today. So be sure to tune in every Monday from 1 p.m. to 1:30 p.m. to Turn on the Light radio broadcast. For more information, email her at jwooten2285@gmail.com. the very best in gospel music, old and new, quartet, and contemporary Christian music, join us Monday through Sunday, 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. on the NFI Radio Gospel Network, Raleigh, North Carolina, and catch the wave.
I've found healing.
Oh, oh, oh. You see? So, baby, my mom.
NFI, North Carolina, Georgia, California, New York, Seattle, Washington, around the world, in studio, NFI, Radio Gospel Network, the number one quartet station in the world. You're catching the wave in HD2 sound with tight acoustic in the HD2. Come on in. We've been expecting you. Catch the wave.
I said, if you're trying, he's the one. I feel good tonight, and I'm not going to do a lot of talking. We're going to sing. I want to ask you tonight, how many folk here believe prayer is the key to the kingdom? As a matter of fact, Matthew 18:1 says, me and ought to always pray and not faint. I want Greg to come here, take this mic, and let these people know something about prayer. Would you do that for me? Come on. Come on, put your hands together.
Pray on. Pray on. Pray until your prayer goes. Pray on now. Pray until your prayer goes through. Cause you've all helped me.
Pray on.
Good God Almighty.
Pray on.
Ooh.
Pray until your prayer goes through.
Whatever it is.
Pray on.
Keep on praying.
Pray on.
Oh yeah.
Pray until your prayer goes through.
Can I say one thing tonight? Should always pray. Can I get a witness? Pray every day. I pray and don't cease to make your petition on bending knee. When you pray and nothing seems to change, keep on praying in Jesus' name. Get down on your knees. Your blessing you will receive. You'll be able to stop the victory. What you got to do is
pray.
I need some church folk here tonight that know something about prayer. How many here know that the prayer of the righteous avail his mercy? Oh, yeah.
Pray.
You don't mind helping.
Come on.
Whenever you pray, let it go and let God have his way. You know what? Prayer will calm your every fear. Prayer will fix whatever it is. So pray in the morning, noon, and night. I know prayer will make everything all right. So pray. And never doubt, you know what? God will.
NFI, North Carolina, Georgia, California, New York, Seattle, Washington, around the world, in studio, NFI, Radio Gospel Network, the number one quartet station in the world.
I'm feeling.